Hello, and welcome to Living Beyond Limits. I am Reverend Jennifer Speer, and we are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living. I'm so glad that you have joined us today for this online service. And so when we normally meet in person, one of the first things that we do is say good morning to the people that are sitting near us. And since we're not together right now, what I invite you to do is just to close your eyes for a moment, and if you normally attend with us, to imagine in your mind's eye some of the people that sit around you. And if you don't normally attend with us, to just imagine in your mind's eye some of the people that you love and care about, and to send them some of your love. To imagine your love is wrapping itself around them, and what a healing balm it is to see them standing in their own wholeness and in their own authentic power. And to know that as you do that, you are actually sending them a blessing. And to know that also, as other people watch this, the chances are very likely that they are holding you in that light and sending you their love and sending you a blessing. How wonderful it is to get to participate in that even when we're not together. For I know that we do hold each other in that atmosphere and energy of love all the time. And so as we begin our service this morning, Barbara Conant, one of our practitioners, is going to come forward and lead us in an evocation and do a contemplative reading for us. And so I invite you to just kind of allow yourself to settle into yourself and to slow down a little bit and to let the sound of the ringing of the bowl slow you down to that vibration.
I invite you to join me in an evocation. And as I move my thoughts into my sacred heart space, I open a doorway of light within. And here in the quietness of this heart space, I recognize that God is all there is. Always present at every point in its creation. Spirit is here in this very moment, manifesting itself as living beyond limits. And the source of light and love inspires me in my daily activities. And I share this creativity of love with all I meet as I move forward into the light of Source. And I am open and aware that we all share the love of God. Mm-hmm. And as I move deeper within, I know life directs and guides me in my life. So I may truly be a beneficial presence and a blessing in the world. And today, I bless everyone watching, and I bless Reverend Jennifer, her words, her ideas, that reveal the divine intelligence, which opens us to live a life of perfect awareness that God is always for us. I bless everyone in the world, and so it is. Hello. My reading today is from 365 Days of Richer Living by Ernest Holmes and Raymond Charles Barker. The reading is from April 20th, and it goes like this. The kingdom of God is present here today. I know that this kingdom is one of goodness and truth. I know that it is already here and that I am already in it. I open my eyes to see good where I am. I open my consciousness to the inflow of spiritual ideas. I open my heart to the divine love of God. Into me now pours the living stream of truth, and I give it full power to act by means of me. Divine intelligence governs my thinking. I let God operate in my life and have absolute faith that increased good is the only result of God's activity. I believe that God's will for me is good, and it is working for me right now. Perfect mind inspires me. Perfect love upholds me. I am a thinker in the divine law of mind, and what I think causes something to happen. I focus my thinking on right motives and know that God is where I am and in what I do. The kingdom of God is within me, and I now release it into my world. Through my heart, mind, and hands, God works, thinks, and loves. Through my voice, the word of truth is spoken. All who contact me are healed and blessed, and I am fully aware that life is for all of us, which brings a sense of peace into our lives. And so it is.
Thank you, Barbara. That was perfect, fabulous reading. And so I'd like to share with you right now our mission statement. And so if you know it, you can join me in saying it. And if you don't, I just invite you just to take this in. It goes like this. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. So that's what we're doing here at Living Beyond Limits, is we are giving ourselves the opportunity to remember what we sometimes forget. To remember that, yes, indeed, that infinite presence is always closer than our very breathing. That presence of the One, that Most High God, the Infinite, by whatever name you call it, the universe or life or spirit, is always within us. That it is the very core essence of our spirit, of our beingness. And that means then that divine presence, that is a presence of peace and of love and of wholeness and of power and of joy, all of those qualities are within us also. And when we come to recognize that is within us all the time, then we have access to it. So then when the world is not reflecting back to us, say, peace or love or kindness or compassion, whatever it is, we can be the ones that bring that forward from within us and bring it into the world. And as we do that, we become a beneficial presence to all of those around us, and we become a beneficial presence
in the whole of the collective consciousness of humanity. So I thank each and every single one of you for answering that call of your own spirit to be walking this path and to be being a beneficial presence in this world. Thank you for that. And so, gosh, it feels to me like we have been in limbo a lot lately. We have been kind of in this place of uncertainty where what we call normal no longer is, but what is coming next, what is yet to be, isn't here yet either. We've been in this state that kind of feels ambiguous, kind of feels like we're not on solid footing, kind of feels like we're in between, not really having solid footing, and that can be a little bit disorienting when we're in that. We have been, up until this morning, we're recording this on Saturday morning, we have been in this place of limbo around counting votes from the election and who's going to be the next president. We are now in this place of limbo between the current president being in office and the next one coming into office, which feels a little bit like not solid footing and a little bit of limbo also. Here we are right now in this place of COVID-19 and the old normal no longer is, but we haven't yet created what the new normal is going to look like. And so that feels like kind of like this no man's land a little bit. We're in a place of not knowing if there are going to be shutdowns again and not knowing what it is that we're actually going to be doing and how it is that we're going to be living when we get past all the stuff that's going on right now. In ritual, they call that the liminal space. It's the space of in between. It's the space where a person has left behind what was, but what is yet to be, they're not there yet either. That new something else isn't yet. And it can be disorienting and it can be distressing. When we are in that place that feels unsure, when we are in that place that feels like we don't have solid footing or aren't standing on solid ground, what we really want is to be able to be in that space with a sense of peace. We want to be able to have a sense of assurance that everything's going to work out. Assurance that everything's going to be okay. And we also want to feel like we have a semblance of power and of control over what actually happens. And you know what? We do. We have power over our choice. We have the power of choice, of what we put our attention on. We have the power of our actions, what it is that we do, and how it is that we act when we are in this in-between space. Do we act panicky and snarky, or do we act with kindness and care and compassion? We have the choice of consciousness, of what it is that we believe and what it is that we think about and what it is that we focus on. If you remember, Ernest Holmes said, God can only do for us what God can do through us. So it's really an inside job. And the biggest, most powerful one is we have the power of our faith. The problem is that sometimes when we are in those spaces that feel unsure, we forget about the law of correspondence. We forget that there is a law that actually reflects back to us what is in our consciousness, that creates in our life out there a reflection of what it is that we are thinking and what it is that we are feeling, and that reflects our vibration. We forget that there is a power for good that is right in the center of whatever's going on. That power for good is in our lives and is actually in that thing we're calling a problem. That the creative force of the universe that thing that we call God, the infinite love intelligence, is present. It's present in the election, it's present in the counting, it's present in the staying safer at home, it's present in the new creation that we're creating. It's present everywhere, all of the time. As we are creating this new normal and creating our lives as they're going to be, that infinite love intelligence is right at the center of it. Ernest Holmes said, "There is a power within us which is greater than any condition we can ever contact. It knows no obstruction and no obstacle. It transcends all because it is the final fact of creation, the Almighty indwelling our souls." There is a power within us which is greater than any condition. It is greater than anything of this world. It is greater than anything that we can see. And it knows no obstruction, and it knows no obstacle. That means that there is nothing in this world that is more powerful than that creative source of life, that thing we call God. There is nothing more enduring than that creative principle and God at the very center of everything. There is nothing that life can throw you that is more powerful or greater or more solid or more real than that infinite presence of good, the Almighty, the All-Love, the All-Good. But sometimes we forget that. And when we forget that, what happens then is our ego thinks it has to control everything that's going on. And you might have noticed, you actually can't control everything that's going on. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. And so the title of my talk today is Lean In. And I'm talking about leaning into our faith. I'm talking about leaning into that infinite presence that is right at the center of our being, that place of peace, that place of calm, that place of assurance. Leaning in to the omnipresence of spirit and leaning in to the good when we are in those moments of in between. I'm talking about that in times of limbo and when we feel unsettled, that leaning in allows us to move through those times with greater trust and with greater peace and a greater sense of assurance. And so this week on our Zoom meeting, one of the questions that we talked about is, answer the question, can you trust the universe? And if you did trust the universe, or God, or life, or whatever you want to call it, if you did trust the universe, what would that look like? And most people said, yes, I can trust the universe or life or God when I remember. They said, I wouldn't worry as much if I did. I wouldn't fret as much. I wouldn't have anxiety. I would have greater peace. I would feel relief. I would have more joy and a greater sense of calm. Someone said I would have more direction in my life and less limbo in my decisions and less limbo in my life. But everybody said, and I have to keep reminding myself, it takes constant practice and constant reminder that yes, I can trust God. I can trust life. I can trust the universe. And so I have a story for you. It says, I don't believe that God exists, Mike the barber said in a matter-of-fact way. It started simply enough. Bill went to a barber shop to have his hair cut and his beard trimmed. As the barber began to work, they began to have a good conversation, telling stories as usual. They talked about politics and the elections. the election, the state of the economy, their families and kids. When they eventually touched on the subject of God, Mike said, "I don't believe that God exists." "Why do you say that?" asked Bill. "Well, you just have to go out on the street to realize that God doesn't exist. Tell me, Bill, if God exists, would there be so many sick people? Would there be abandoned children? If God existed, there would be neither suffering nor pain. I can't imagine a loving God that would allow these things." Bill thought for a moment, but didn't respond because he didn't want to start an argument. Mike finished cutting Bill's hair, and Bill left the shop. Just after he left the barber shop, he saw a man on the street with long, stringy, dirty hair and an unkempt beard. He looked dirty and unkempt. Bill turned back and entered the barber shop again, and he said to Mike the barber, "You know what? Barbers do not exist." "How can you say that?" asked the surprised barber. "I'm here. I'm a barber, and I just worked on you." "No," Bill exclaimed, "barbers don't exist, because if they did, there would be no people with dirty, long hair and untrimmed beards like the man outside." "Ah, but barbers do exist. That's what happens when people do not come to me." "Exactly," Bill affirmed. "That's the point. God, too, does exist. And that's what happens when people do not come to God." "And so do you have long, stringy, dirty hair and an unkempt beard right now?" I get a message from Reverend Kathy Ann Lewis in Seattle every day. And one of the things that she said this week is that she had accidentally left her cell phone at work at the church. And she had work to do and these calls to make, and she couldn't do them because all of her contacts were in her phone and the directions of how to do what she was supposed to do were in her phone. And so she asked, and I ask you though, what would happen if you relied on God like you rely on your cell phone? What would happen if you took God everywhere with you like you take your cell phone? If you took your awareness that God is present everywhere with you like you take your cell phone? And if you relied on the goodness that God is like you rely on your cell phone? Leaning into our faith, leaning into what we know at the very core of our being, what we know on a spiritual level, moves us in the direction of good. Because when we lean into our faith, what happens is we create an opening within us for that good to flow into our lives. And we create an opening and an avenue so that that good can flow into our lives and flow into the world. Ernest Holmes said, "All things are possible to God, provided they remain true to the nature of God. And that which is untrue of the nature of God has no existence. There is no division between big and little. There is a power in us right now. If we could unshackle it, which is the same power that swings the planets in their space and holds them there." All things are possible to God, provided they remain true to the nature of God. And that which is untrue has no existence in God. That which is unlike God has no permanence. That which is unlike God has no durability. That which is unlike God has no constancy. It is not enduring. That means that hate and disorder and disharmony and illness and confusion have no permanence. They have no enduring ability. is all they are is they are reflections of the current consciousness of you and me and humanity in this exact moment. And as soon as we quit putting our energy on them, the confusion disappears. The anger or the hatred disappears. Ernest Holmes said, as soon as we stop believing in and participating in evil, it will disappear. There's nothing to uphold it except our thought, because it isn't real with a capital R. It's an experience, but it's not a reality. Anything is possible as long as it is of the nature of God. So regardless of what things look like, and regardless of what is happening in the world or in your life, love is possible because love is eternal. Peace is possible because peace is abiding. Harmony is possible in any situation because harmony is the very foundation of life. It is the principle that life is maintained and sustained by and created out of. Good is possible because good is, and good is the essence of God, and God is present in and through everything. And so having faith in the good, having faith in God, opens a space in our consciousness for greater good to unfold in our life and in the world. Ernest Holmes said, stop trying. Stop struggling. Begin to be calm. To trust in the higher laws of life. Even though you do not see them, they are still there. Trust in the higher laws of life. That means trust in love, even when you can't see it. Trust in the intelligence of this universe. That intelligence that is the foundation of everything that exists. Trust in harmony. It is the law that holds everything in place. Trust in the good. It is the foundation of life. And so I have a question for you. And the question is, what do you have faith in? What faith do you have that you can lean into? I have faith that life is for me, always, in all ways, that God is for me. I have faith that the allness of that divine presence permeates everything. And standing in that faith enables me to move through those times that are unsure, to move through those times when something has ended and something yet isn't in place, to move through those times with a sense of calm and a sense of assurance and a sense of peace. You know, I told you all that recently the salon that I'd worked in for 10 years had closed permanently. And we were in the middle of staying safer at home, where all salons in L.A. County, at least, and Orange County at the time, were closed. And how does a person find a new place to work when the salons are closed? Knowing that life is for me, that God is for me, allowed me to move through that time and to find a new place to work with a greater sense of calm than had I not had that belief, had I not leaned into that faith. And I am back working actually at the salon that closed under a new owner, and it's better than I could have ever dreamed. Leaning into the truth that God is for me and life is for me has allowed me to move through the ending of a relationship intact and knowing that I'm okay and that everything's going to be okay and that everything is okay in that moment. leaning into that faith allows me to move through challenges, whether they be in a relationship or in work or in my life. And in those times, I tell myself, life is for me. And I believe it. And sometimes it takes reminding myself of that truth. And so again, I ask you, what do you have faith in? And I invite you to say out loud, I have faith, and then fill in the blank. I have faith that life is for me. And to say out loud, I trust life, or God, or the universe, or whatever word you use, because, and then fill in the blank. I trust the universe because I know that life is for me. Say it again. I trust the universe because I know that life is for me. And so my invitation to you this week is to affirm that, to say it out loud to yourself, to remind yourself of the truth that you know, to remind yourself of what it is that you actually have faith in, to write it on post-it notes and place it around the house so when you forget, you are reminded. To remind yourself daily of what it is that you have faith in and what it is that you know when things seem tumultuous. Lean in to what you believe. Lean into what you know at a spiritual level rather than the level of your ego. Lean into your trust and lean into your faith and lean into that divine presence that carries you and sustains you, that one whose good pleasure it is to give you the kingdom. And recognize also that part of faith is actually having patience. Because patience says, I trust that this is all going to work out. Patience says, I trust life. Patience says, I trust the wisdom that higher law is at work here. It is active. And it is unfolding at its own unhurried pace. The Dalai Lama said, the practice of patience enables us to remain undisturbed even when the situation is really difficult. Patience actually calls forward our faith, and leaning into our faith brings forward patience. You can start at either end and end up in the same place. And so have faith and have patience and trust in those higher laws, the laws of love and of harmony, of intelligence and of good, for they are ever present. Trust in the good. And as we all do that, we will moving through whatever life hands us with a sense of peace and calm and trust and well-being. And we will also be acting as cause for something new and something good and something better to come forward. And so blessings to you on this path of remembering who you are, of remembering what you are, and of remembering that, yes, indeed, you live in this infinite presence that is a presence of good. So blessings to you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so we just take a moment to pause and to take our attention from this world of form, this world of effect, and turn it instead to the realm of the infinite. That invisible realm that we live in, that is always right where we are. And it is a realm and a kingdom of the presence of the infinite. It is the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven, a kingdom of creativity and of good without bound. It is the energy of love of harmony and balance and order, that these are the higher laws that we live in, for these are the activity of spirit, and they are the ways that spirit expresses itself in this material world. And so today we lean into God, knowing that God is already unfolding itself in our life as an abundance of good, as infinite possibility, as well-being and safety, assurance and calm, as inner guidance and direction, as an abundance of all that our heart desires, as harmony in our relationships, wisdom in our words, love in our lives and in our homes and in our country and in this world. For love is the greatest power of all. And so I just lean into that, knowing that as I lean in, that God has already said yes, and the blessings pour into my life. How grateful I am for this. And so I speak this word also about our country, knowing that there is a great good that is unfolding itself, that love and peace and harmony and order and wholeness, assurance, calm, and rational thinking are unfolding themselves everywhere, in every heart and in every mind. And the truth that all is well reveals itself in the heart of each individual. And so I release this prayer into the creative law of this universe, knowing that it unfolds itself right now, because it is the truth. It is the fact. It is what is real. And we say yes. And we embody that. And so I release this prayer in gratitude, and I say, and so it is. And so I have a couple of invitations for you. One is, we will see you in the park in 2 weeks again, weather permitting. Unfortunate rain forecast for this weekend, so I'm so glad that you got to join us online. We are also having Thursday morning coffee in the park at Hartwell Park. You are invited to come and join us and bring coffee and a chair, and we are having a really nice time visiting each other and just getting to be in the company of like-minded people. If you aren't on our mailing list, we invite you to send your email address to livingbeyondlimitscsl@gmail.com, and we will make sure that you get those notifications and the location of the park. We have that Thursday evening Zoom conference, which is people that are on it say it's one of the highlights of their the absolute highlights of their week. People talk about how nice it is to have real conversations and to get to be with like-minded people and connect heart to heart and just talk about what's important. So we invite you to join us on our Zoom call Thursday evenings at 7 o'clock. And we have Ministry of Prayer shawls that are available to you if you would like to be wrapped in that energy of prayer, or know someone that would like to be wrapped in the energy of prayer that is going into something new or would like to be supported in going through a challenge in their life. You can email or text Living Beyond Limits or Barbara Conant, and she will make sure that you get that. You can also text or call her or email that address and put in a prayer request. We are doing Ministry of Prayer, and we will be happy to support you for the next week in prayer. We invite you to join our YouTube channel for one click to watch our videos. All the archives are on there. And last, I would just like to thank you for your ongoing support in consciousness and financially as we are staying in the black and we are ready when the state says we can come back to meeting in person, and it's allowing us to continue to do business. So blessings to you this week. I will see you back next week on video here, and we will see you in 2 weeks at Hartwell Park. Have a great weekend.